Hello, Candace.
Morning, Auntie Selma. Happy birthday. God, richest blessings and many more.
Thank you very much, Candace. Thank you. Thank you for the thought.
How does it feel to be 100?
Well, not today. I feel like that because I've had so many phone calls. They say I'm 100, so I believe I'm 100. I feel quite joyful, thankful, you know, lots of things, lots of thanks and thanks and thanks for God sparing me 100 years of life.
Wow.
100 years of life.
Awesome.
And sunshine, everything, but it was life.
So. Yes, absolutely. And Giselle, what is your secret? If somebody asks you what is the secret to a long, happy life, what would you tell them?
Just by God's grace. Without God's grace, I wouldn't have landed here. I've been clinging to Him all the years. I've been obeying His rules, Lord. I've been clinging close to Him all the time. And there's a lovely verse. I suggested all thanks and praise goes to God for blessing me with 100 years of life, for which I'm so thankful. You know, I've been keeping close to Him all the time in the church work as well, which goes a long way. Part of it is also due to the genes. In my family, from my mother's side, my one aunt almost became 100, and another aunt did become 100. So besides God's grace, it's also the genes. So
good genes.
He's also in line for that.
Awesome. And Giselle, you know, when you were born in 1920, there was a thing called the Spanish flu. It was a pandemic, they say.
Yes.
Do you remember anything about that?
I don't think so much about that. I could have been about 2 years old, you know. Was it 1918?
Yeah.
No, that was the time of the Great War. My father was in France fighting the war. And I was only born 2 years later when he came back from the war. So I don't remember much of that war.
And what do you think about this whole coronavirus, COVID-19 thing? What do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. The virus has kept us going. I've been indoors for 4 months. It didn't worry me because I kept myself busy, you know, watching sermons on the TV and doing a bit of knitting, a plate scrabble. And I did crossword puzzles. I've kept myself busy all the time, but most of the time I spent time just reading my word, reading the Bible, and watching on television, some sermons on television. And I trusted in God's promise all along my life. In 1982, I survived breast cancer. I was so fortunate I survived breast cancer in 1982. Yeah, I was very fortunate. I didn't have to go for chemotherapy or nothing. The doctor took out the glands completely, and that saved my life.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know that, Michelle.
I didn't know, of course. I just went to the doctor, and I said, a niece of mine said to me, "Man, Auntie Selma, yes, I love you." I said, "Oh, no, I don't think so." But I went for my normal checkup for my blood pressure, and I said, "Oh, by the way, doctor, can there be a lump in my breast?" And he said, "For sure, there's a lump." And the Monday, I had to go in for surgery. And they took out the lump first, but the lump was cancerous, so they took off the whole breast. But they took out the gland, he says, that saved me from spreading. I would have had to go for chemo. So they didn't spread any further.
Oh, that's amazing, Auntie Selma. Wow, congratulations. And more than 50 years later.
I was at the age of 18. I joined the church called the Cry in Albertville.
Yeah.
And I stopped singing at the age of 97. I stopped singing in our church choir.
Wow.
Now you must stop. But the more you try to sing, now you must stop. And one morning, yeah, I was a bit dizzy in the choir, and that was it. He said, "Mommy, that is it now. You give up the choir." So I sang in the choir for many, many years.
Do you miss it, Auntie Sel?
Not now. In the beginning, I felt, you know, they've got a strong choir there now. They've got a strong choir. Yeah, they do. They've got to join the choir. Yeah. Kept it here since last year. When they come here, the choir join you. The choir come join you. I was very active in sport. You know, I played at the age of 18. I started playing tennis, and I stopped at the age of 40. I played lots of tournaments. I was a single champ once. But we played Saturday days. We played on sand courts, you know, on clay courts. Yeah, wow. I was a single champ. I had to go to Cape Town to go and defend my title in Cape Town. But I lost to that a girl from PE. She beat me there. But I had good times. And of course, at age of 40, I thought we'd give up the tennis. And I gave up the tennis and joined the joke. I joined lawn bowls, you know?
Yeah.
Then I played for many years.
Awesome, Auntie Sal. Tell me something, Auntie Sal. My mom says that you still swim.
I can't hear.
My mom, Helen, says you still swim.
Swim?
Yeah.
No, my darling.
Not anymore. But you used to.
It is gone pretty much.
Oh, easy that you tell. I didn't know that. But you are very sporty with the tennis and the lawn bowls and all of those things.
Oh, yeah. I played for a long time. I played lawn bowls.
Awesome.
Really enjoyable. Traveled quite a bit with the bowls, you know? Yes. Even before the lockdown, my interest was knitting or reading. I read a lot. And I do a lot of crossword puzzles. Is my favorite.
Okay.
Crossword puzzles, my favorite. And of course, we joined the Scrabble group many years ago. And of course, we had to stop now with the lockdown, you know?
Yeah.
I started teaching at the age of 21. And I taught for many years. And I taught in Bosmont for 22 years. That's when I retired. I retired then after that.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Auntie Sal, for your time. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a blessed day further. I hope they shower you and spoil you with love and laughter and happiness.
Yeah, your mom can swear like a lot. Hi, Ellen.
All right, Auntie Sal,
thank you very much for taking me.
Keep well. All right, then.
Okay, thank you. Bye.